Okay, I'm just going to pull the curtain back for a minute. We're pretty excited about this, okay? This is a very last-minute thing. Hannah, I've not seen you this excited since we started to work together. So I'm going to let you jump in and ask any questions you want as well.
Okay, cool.
Okay, here's what happened. I got a text from my wife during the show. She thought it was really cool because she'd seen that a Canadian had been tagged by Donald J. Trump. Now, you might have heard of him. He's the president of the United States.
I've heard his name once or twice.
If you just woke up from a coma, I'm really sorry to break it to you that way. But yeah, that happened. Yeah, the TV show reality guy, the builder guy. Yeah. Donald J. Trump is the president of the United States. Who knew? And he's a little nutty on social media. That shouldn't surprise you either. Get over it. Yes, he's the president. Anyway, he was tweeting, you go around Pennsylvania and you see Trump signs everywhere. The Donald Trump situation is bigger than the Ronald Reagan Revolution. Donald Trump has inspired us. And then he tags in at RJHarris15. I don't know why he tagged in RJHarris15, but that's a real guy. And he happens to be a Canadian football player.
First and 10 of the Montreal 14. Double tight end set. No, it's 2-2 to each side with Powell in the backfield. Left hash. Harris takes the snap. Good protection. Throws into the end zone. And it's caught for the touchdown. And it's R.J. Harris with the catch. His first CFL touchdown. And the Red Blacks have their first six of the night.
Well, there you go. Why is he tagged in? Anyway, it got him a little attention. And I said to Hannah, see if you can get him. I know you got 10 minutes notice here, but you did, and he's on the line with us right now. RJ, how you doing?
I'm good.
This is so random.
The most random thing that could have happened to me. Probably the most random thing to ever happen to me, actually. Put it like that.
When did you figure out that you'd been tagged by Donald Trump?
So it was this morning. I was up in bed. I was watching Netflix. And I got a notification from it was a Donald Trump account, obviously. And I saw it and I thought it was a parody account. You know, I thought somebody was just having fun. And then before I could even finish the tweet, you know, I saw that I had 150 notifications, likes. And I'm like, I know I didn't post anything, so there's no way that I got that many likes. Anyway, so I'm like, what could this be? And I go and I look and I see it's actually the real Donald Trump, the verified Twitter account, and that he actually tweeted me. So now I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Like, my mind is spinning, racing, and I realized that he actually tweeted the wrong RJ Harris.
So who do you think he was trying to tweet?
I searched for RJ Harris on Twitter, and there's another politician with a very similar handle, but instead of the 15, their last couple letters and numbers are, you know, just a little bit different than mine. So I'm guessing Trump was in a rush and he just saw RJ Harris pop up and just clicked on the first RJ Harris rather than click on the correct one, which is, I guess, the politician from Pennsylvania that he was intentionally trying to tag.
Where's your hometown? Where are you from?
I'm from Maryland.
So, and you're playing for the Ottawa Red Blacks, but sometimes when you get tagged in by Donald Trump, a lot of people who didn't like you before suddenly like you. And a lot of people who liked you before suddenly don't. Are you worried about, are you a Donald Trump supporter? Or are you worried about how this may play out there for you?
No, I'm not worried about it at all. It had nothing to do with me at all. I know that I'm getting bashed and I'm getting some love in my comments from obviously the supporters. And then people are just ripping me apart. They're ripping me a new one on there. And I'm just like, I'm not even replying. I'm like, you guys have the wrong one. But what I did do, I tried to spin it into a positive. So I'm hosting my first annual football camp this year, and I noticed that, you know, I'm getting thousands of likes, thousands of mentions. So I just went ahead and told everybody, like, look, I got your attention. Everybody go follow my camp and register your kids. So I kind of used that to get some extra registrations for my camp coming up this in a couple months.
Good for you. You're jumping on it, man. You got some celebrity, and your first thought is to help other people. That's that's kind of impressive.
Yeah, I know that if I got into the business of trying to reply and defend myself, that I'd be on Twitter for the next 2 weeks. So I was like, I'm not even going to involve myself in it. It has nothing to do with me. I think it's funny. You know, it's getting a lot of free publicity right now, and I'm just laughing. My phone is still going crazy right now. I don't know if you can hear all the vibrations that I'm still getting from Twitter, but I'm just laughing and enjoying it. All my boys in my group messages are just blowing me up, laughing, dying about it. It's fun.
So that little header on your phone is just bloom, bloom, bloom. How many followers did you have yesterday, and how many do you have today?
I think I got about 700 new followers since this morning, since it happened. I had, I think I was around like 6,800, and now I'm in the 7,000. So it's definitely, like I said, it's a free publicity. We're on my Twitter for sure.
Well, it's the R.J. Harris First Annual Youth Football Camp, Sunday, April 26th. So there you go. If you're living in the Ottawa or Toronto area even, then you could take part in that. Very cool. Good for you. I know you got to go because you're suddenly in really big demand, but I'm glad we had a chance to I'm glad we had a chance to track you down, and good luck in the upcoming season.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. There you go. We'll let you go. He's got to do another interview. I'm going to start following him right now, at RJ Harris 15. That's the guy.